You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Josh King to score and Bournemouth to win was 2-1. That's been enhanced to 5-2. And Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win was 6-1, enhanced to 7-1. Middlesbrough look doomed. 6 points from safety, but they do have a game in hand. But they're without a win in the league since the 17th of December. That's a run of 15 straight matches now. And they've won just one of their last 29 away games in the Premier League, beating Sunderland back in August. And they've drawn 8 of those lost 20. Tom, it's difficult to envisage Borough making a charge for survival.
Well, it is. They've got no chance now. I mean, I think they're going to look back at this season and think it was a missed opportunity, because when they got themselves into a decent-ish position in the league and they were going to the Emirates and getting draws, and to Man City and getting draws, you know, getting results, they needed to capitalise on that. Their January transfers were no good. I mean, Rudy Gusted and Patrick Bamford have never done it at Premier League level, and we're never going to get them out of trouble. Likewise, you know, Steve Agnew is a top coach and well respected, but he was never going to be able to change things and shake, you know, sort of ruffle those feathers that probably needed happening there. They're too comfortable, Middlesbrough, and those players have been too comfortable for too long. And the problem they've got this weekend, not only is it a long trip, but it's they're almost playing a team that's almost the exact opposite to them. You know, Bournemouth at the moment can't defend, but are always scoring goals. Look, I know people will look at Bournemouth's recent run, no win in the last four matches, but they've played Spurs, Chelsea, Liverpool and Southampton. You know, and last week they were up against Spurs at probably their absolute peak of their powers. So, you know, there's no real great shame in that. There's just a few cracks beginning to appear, and this is the perfect fixture. I think if Eddie Howe, you know, could have picked a game to have after that stuffing by Spurs, it would be Middlesbrough at home or Sunderland maybe at home. But this will be the game for them, because Middlesbrough have got to come out and try and get them, and that's exactly what Bournemouth want at home. So I think we can probably look at this one, and I would suggest that Bournemouth are going to kind of get back to where they've been at times this season. I think this will be Bournemouth sort of returning to form. So I'm very happy to take them on the outright. You know, there's some good players, I think, this weekend in the Premier League fixtures at home, and Bournemouth for me is right up there with Hull against Watford. So I'm taking Bournemouth, and also Bournemouth to win 2-0 at 2-1 as well. It's look good value because I can't see Borough scoring.
Derek, your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, you know, you're looking for a short odds on poker home. I'd much rather back Hull to beat Watford than I would Bournemouth to beat Borough here. I really would. I watched them against Tottenham last week, and okay, yeah, Tottenham were flying and a very good team, Tottenham, we know that, but the gulf in class was absolutely frightening. I've never seen a match like it in the Premier League this season, I don't think. And yeah, okay, you know, and we all know Borough's limitations when it comes to scoring goals, but they scored twice in their last Premier League away match, which is more than in their previous 8 on the road combined. You don't really need to know any statistics about Bournemouth. You simply need to know they are Bournemouth, therefore they're beatable. You know, there comes a time when you look at Borough and you think, they're rubbish, they're going down. But they've still got 24 points, you know. You know, got them points from somewhere, and it's beaten teams as bad as Bournemouth. There comes a time, too, when you think, well, 7-2, when do they become a betting proposition, Borough, to win at Bournemouth, an ordinary team like Bournemouth? Is it 7-2? Is it 5-1? Is it 8-1? I think 7-2 has reached that point. I do. I can't be backing Bournemouth or odds on here. I'm going to give Borough, to coin a phrase Tom used earlier, one last hurrah here. And if they don't win this, if they don't get 3 points from here, it is Denver. You know, they will know that. There is still a glimmer for them, given that game in hand. Still a glimmer that they might get out of it. Hull is still within reaching distance. I'm going to give them a go here. I think it's a big price here, Borough.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.